Good morning, August. How are you?
I'm very well, Brian. Thank you so much for having me.
We last talked in December. So what have you been up to in the music world since then?
It's been busy, to be really honest. For the last couple of months, we've been taking a little bit of a break and resetting for the new year. But off the back of our last single, Fire and Smoke, we saw a lot of new fans come through. We were really grateful for everything that happened last year. So we've kind of just been taking it in, giving ourselves a moment to actually just take in what happened.
I read that when you were 9 months old, you brought your mum and dad to see a JoJo Zepp and the Falcons concert, and you were dancing like crazy.
Yep, that is facts, absolute facts. I think this was the moment that my mum and dad knew that I was probably meant for music in some way. They took me to the JoJo Zepp concert, and I remember we went back years and years, years later, in his most recent tour, I think maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And my dad said exactly the same thing, and I hadn't heard the story until then. And it is, I think, a trait that I've continued on in my life since then.
Do you still go to a lot of live music?
I try to where I can. I mean, with the current situation of the pandemic and Sydney being the way that it is at the moment, where venues are kind of closed and things are shifting and changing, I think the community is a bit tentative in getting back online. It's just been very weird, but I think it's a good thing to go and support the arts any way that you can.
Now you've got a new single called Run. It's kind of got an undercurrent that's a little bit sinister. What's the song about? Or am I right in saying that?
I think it's actually a fair assessment. It is very heavily inspired by, I guess, the more folk and bluegrass traditional elements of murder ballads. And that was one of the big inspirations that we had for the song when Oriel and I sat down to write it. It was actually the first serious song that we wrote together. The first being a joke song when we decided we were going to be a comedy duo for a hot second. That was about a cucumber in the rain. I don't think it'll see the light of day. I hope one day it does, but I don't think it will. So then Run came through because Oriel was actually introducing me to a lot of Dolly Parton's music and more of her, I guess, sinister storytelling that she does in some of her music, as well as like Alison Krauss and like Whiskey Lullaby and those kind of darker elements. And I became really fascinated with it. I also think that when we were writing it, in hindsight and thinking about it, a big part of its inspiration came from the fact that I was going through my own experience of realizing or knowing and finding out that my partner was cheating on me. And so I think that kind of weaved into the story of Run, where it's about a person finding out that their partner is seeing somebody else, has been cheating on them, hasn't made a decision to leave them yet, but it's kind of like at this crossroads of like, when you find out that information, what do? Like, do you confront the person? Do you murder them? Do you beg them to stay? Do you, like, how do you deal with information like that? So we wanted Run to feel very much like that moment of realization, and I guess the freight train coming through past the station as that information sinks in and kind of whooshes past you and whooshes in front of you with this full force of emotion.
You didn't take the murder option.
No, he's well and alive, I think. I don't speak to him anymore, but the song lives on.
Song lives. August, thank you for talking.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Brian. I really appreciate it.
All the best for the future.
I went down to the river that day, saw my man go and walk away. He left town with a woman I know, with raven hair and skin like snow. Left two kids in the house on the hill, with just one glance and I was cold like steel. I knew then I would lose my mind, if that young girl let him cross that line. So I'll run, rather than the memory, I'll run to someone they can get me. I'm not that strong. Guilt comes up, so I push it down. But I love him, so I wear that crown. Oh, please, Lord, forgive my sins. I hope heaven still lets me in. 'Cause when I went down to the river that day, I didn't know things would go this way. So I'll run, rather than the memory. I'll run to someone that can get me. You won't be the last one standing. I'm the one he's gonna want. And you damage is done and I've had enough. Cause people around here, they talk too much. But I was just a girl when I fell in love.